Battleship! Battleship! Battleship, Milton Bradley's great game of strategy. It's loaded with action and suspense. Play it anytime, anywhere.
Hello, this is Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and you're listening to Volume 2 of Vinyl Countdown Battleship. What I did was I put out a request on Facebook, on the Rock and or Roll Facebook page, asking listeners to give me two numbers, a number between 1 and 41, and a number between 1 and 80. And those coordinates were used to zero in on a specific record, just like the game Battleship. So whatever square was chosen, I would count however many records into that square. And whatever record I landed on, I chose a song from that album to play on the podcast. Let's kick this episode off with the numbers that were supplied by Chad Rex. Chad chose square number 33, record number 5. And those coordinates brought us to a 2LP bootleg called Studio Works by Bruce Springsteen. And I remember my friend Dan bought me this record in Chicago and gave it to me, I think, as a Christmas present 20-some years ago. And he bought two Bruce bootlegs at the same time. One of them he kept and one of them he gave to me. And the one he kept has an amazing version of the song The Promise live. That's still my favorite version I've ever heard of that song. I think I must have played that on the podcast before, maybe on the Tickled Ivories episode where I played all piano-based songs. I don't remember for sure. Anyways, this 2LP bootleg, it has some great stuff on it. It has one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen outtakes, Take 'Em As They Come. And I had this, you know, a few years before the Tracks box set came out, so that song really blew my mind at the time. It's got a song called Lovers in the Cold. That's an up-tempo song that some of the lyrics ended up in Thunder Road, if I remember right. It has a version of The Fever, Bruce Springsteen's version of The Fever. A studio version of that is on here. But probably the most interesting song that's on this 2LP bootleg is an acoustic version of Thunder Road that was apparently recorded 1974, 1975, around that time. Same lyrics, but a pretty different version of the song. So check it out. This is Bruce Springsteen's acoustic demo or acoustic version of Thunder Road.
Screen door slam, Christine dress wave. Like a vision, she dances across the forest as a radio plays. My old listen, singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, babe, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. Just can't face myself alone again tonight. Don't run back inside, baby, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Oh, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright, and that's alright with me. You can hide neath your covers and study your pain, make crosses from your lovers, throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Well, I ain't no hero that's understood. All the redemption I can offer babes beneath this old hood. With one last chance to make it good somehow. Hey, what else can you do now except roll down the window and let the wind blow back your hair? Well, the night's fine. some wheels climbing back. It's waiting down on the tracks. When I try hard, Chrissy, to understand, I'm riding out tonight to case the promised land. Baby, if you're born with nothing in your hands, hey, it's your only chance. Well, it's lying out there like a killer in the sun. Yeah, I know it's late, but we can make it if we run. Oh, I wish it could come. So leave what you've lost, leave what's grown old on Thunder Road. Well, I got this guitar and I learned how to make it talk. My car's out back if you're ready to take that long walk. From your front porch to my front seat. Hey, the door's open, but the ride, it ain't free. Well, there were ghosts in the eyes of the boys that you sent away. They haunt this dirty beach road in the skeleton remains of burned out Chevrolet. They scream to you at night from the street. Your graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. And in the lonely cool before dawn, from your room you hear their engines roar on. But when you get to the porch, they're gone, lost in the wind. So Chrissy, climb in. It's a time for losers and I'm pulling out of here.
Simon Adlington chose square 23, record number 23. So this square 23 is the one that begins with Mott the Hoople and ends with the New York Dolls. And at position 23, we find a 10-inch record by a band called Moviola. This is an indie rock band from Columbus, Ohio. This 10-inch is called Frantic. Came out, was released by Anyway Records in 1995. This band went on to release several more albums, and I have a bunch of singles. Their early stuff is pretty lo-fi. I like this band a lot, and I really, really love the first song on this 10-inch. So this is Moviola and Out to Graze.
Classic plastic submarine. Get your shit off my key ring. I can't listen, I can't think, I can't care, I can't complain about how the nights are just like days. And the yellow storekeeper, crazy names for nothing. Chronic scenes, a busy moon chime in again. Without a sound, we've got expenses, they've got it good, but we don't care. We won't complain about how the nights are just like days. Put on your tie, we're out to graze in fields of ladders, in a room that matters. Another place, another place.
My brother, Tim Cramp, who does a great podcast called Category Unknown. If you have a sense of humor, you should check it out because I think it's hilarious. That's Category Unknown. It's on iTunes. He chose square 12, record 12. And those coordinates bring us to an album called We Care a Lot by Faith No More. This is their first album, released by Mortem Records in 1985. Let's hear a great song from it called As the Worm Turns.
Thank you.
Steve Poshman chose square 8, record number 65. So we performed the tedious task of counting 65 records, and the battleship he hit is the self-titled album by a Portland indie rock band from the 90s called Cracker Bash. They actually formed in 1989. This album was released in 1993 by Empty Records. This is one of those many cool Portland bands, indie rock bands from the 90s. Kind of got lumped in with grunge or the Sub Pop thing, but Portland definitely had its own pretty cool scene going on at the time. Bands like Pond and Sprinkler and Hazel, there were a lot of cool bands from Portland. Cracker Bash were one of them. Let's hear a song from their self-titled debut. It's called Gresham. Robert Purcell chose the coordinates 10 and 27, which brings us to the first album by an LA punk band called The Dickies. This record is called The Incredible Shrinking Dickies, released by A&M Records in 1979. Let's hear a song by The Dickies from this album called You Drive Me Ape, You Big Gorilla.
You got it, hey, hey. You got it, hey, hey.
Bobby Duane chose the numbers 39 and 60. So square number 39 begins with the Vibrators and ends with White Lion. And in between, at position 60, we find an album called Frank's Wild Years by Tom Waits. 1987 album released by Island Records. Let's hear the first song from this album, which was later in 1991 covered by the Bullet Boys. It's called Hang On St. Christopher. Author D.X. Ferris, who has a great new book about Donny Iris coming out soon, he chose the numbers 37 and 69. And those coordinates hit the battleship Just Popped Out by Sean Tyler. This album came out in 1980. It's his first solo album. He was in Ducks Deluxe, and then he released two albums with his group, the Tyler Gang. And then he released a couple solo albums after that, and this is the first one. Let's hear a song from it by Sean Tyler. It's called Credit Card Bash. Les Sutton chose Square 32, record number 77. So I have to count 77 records in. This square, 32, begins with Patti Smith and ends with Rick Springfield. And if we count 77 records in, we hit Living in Oz by Rick Springfield. 1983 album, let's hear the title track. Chris Fretwell chose square number 14, record number 31. This is the square that begins with Georgia Satellites and ends with Al Green. And in between, we hit a 1986 singles compilation, I think. It's called Hit by Hit. It's by a London band called The Godfathers. Let's hear a great song from it called I Want Everything.
It's the
Simon Fouteux, great friend of the show, brought Pagliaro onto the podcast, and we did that great Francophone episode. Simon chose Square 7, record number 67. This is a great square. It begins with Cheap Trick and ends with Jimmy Cliff. And in between, we find the original UK version of the first Clash album. This wasn't released in the US until after Give 'Em Enough Rope. And then they replaced some of the songs with some of the singles that had come out after. So let's hear one of the songs from the UK version that was not on the US version of the first album by The Clash. This is called 48 Hours.
Coming like a jail on wheels. 48 hour needs 48. 48 hour needs a 48. 48 hour needs 48 thrills. 48 thrills. So tell me and I'll take the tune. You know a girl, yeah, when she's trying to be rude. Can I get her nothing at the places I've been? Every time I miss it, cause I ain't got a ticket. 48 hour need 48. 48 hour need 48. 48 hour need 48. Bills. The 48 bills. Cheap bills. And they got bills. Kick it for kicks. 48 hour need 48. 48 hour need 48. 48 hour need 48.
Chris Fodor chose Square 22, record number 45, brings us to a 1993 album by the Mr. T Experience. I interviewed the brains behind this band, the great Dr. Frank, way back on episode number 21 of the podcast. That's one of my favorite interviews. Let's hear a great song from this album, my favorite album by this band. It's called The Dustbin of History.
You don't have to worry now, it's never again, again. You don't have to figure it out, you wouldn't know where to begin. It's so simple though, neither of us know what might have been. Cause you saw through the label, and you saw through the skin. When you saw through the cable, I won't see you again. You can count.
Kingsley Dwyer chose Square 7, record number 47. Brings us to a 1988 album called Starfish by the Australian rock band The Church. This is the one with Under the Milky Way on it. Let's hear a song from this record by The Church. It's called North, South, East, and West.
Restore your lost soul for $2 plus toll.
Lane Kent chose the numbers 24 and 48. So we go to square 24, count 48 records in, brings us to the second solo album by Rick Ocasek from The Cars. The record is called This Side of Paradise, came out in 1986. Let's hear a song from it called True to You. Joey Haney, host of Rock Strikes 10, chose Square 12, record number 7. This square begins with the metal band Excalibur and ends with A Flock of Seagulls. And here's a question for you. Should A Flock of Seagulls be filed under A or F? I chose F. Seven spots into this square, we find the second album by The Faces. It's called Long Player, came out in 1971. This is an absolute classic album, fucking great record by The Faces. Let's hear a song from it, written by bassist Ronnie Lane. Great ballad called Tell Everyone.
May the smile on your face come straight from your heart. Takes a lady like you to write that for me. To wake up with you makes my morning so bright. Wipes the sleep from my eyes. When you tell me your dreams, and it goes on and on, way beyond and out of reach. It's a well-known old secret. Go and tell.
Lauren Helke Lines chose Square 31, record number 72, so we count 72 records in. Brings us to the 1976 album Nobody's Fools by my second favorite band of all time, Slade. But this is a very disappointing album by the band. They are coming off a string of some of the greatest albums and singles ever released, in my opinion, but this record is kind of a dud. But I do love the title track. So let's hear it. This is Nobody's Fool by Slade.
Thank you.
Raymond Vermont Broccoli chose square 33, record number 73. This square begins with Bruce Springsteen and ends with Status Quo, and record number 73 is an album by Status Quo from 1980. It's called Just Supposin'. Let's hear a song from it called Run to Mummy. Bill Eichelberger chose square 34, record number 51. Brings us to the fourth album by a Canadian AOR band called Streetheart. This album is called Quicksand Shoes. Let's hear a song from it called Dragging You Down.
Down, we're buying, we sell.
Jay Zablewski chose Square 31, record number 51. Brings us to the second album by a Chicago band called Skayfish. The album's called Conversation, released by IRS Records in 1983. Let's hear a song from it called I Might Move In Next Door. Dion McDonald chose the numbers 10 and 74. So we go to square 10, count 74 records in, brings us to a 12-inch single by the band Dokken. It's for the song Dream Warriors from A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3. And this came out in between Under Lock and Key and Back for the Attack. And the single included an otherwise unreleased song called Back for the Attack, which would not be included on the next album of the same name. So let's hear it. This is Dokken and Back for the Attack.
You needed love, so now I'm back. Rolling the dice could leave you flat. I win, you lose. You're in trouble, 'cause I'm back.
Eric Miller of Pods and Sods. He just did a great interview with Phil Collin from Def Leppard. He chose Square Number 10, album number 28. Brings us to the second album by a 70s hard rock band out of Pittsburgh called Diamond Rio, R-E-O. This album's called Dirty Diamonds. Now there's a shitty country band called Diamond Rio, R-I-O. And if you Google Diamond Rio, R-E-O, it still just brings you to a bunch of stuff about the shitty country band. But this is their second album, came out in 1976. Let's hear a song from it called It Ain't What You Say, It's What You Do. Cat Boxer chose Square 16, record number 66, landing on an album called Mind Wars. This is the second album by a thrash metal band called Holy Terror. Came out in 1988. Definitely an overlooked classic of the thrash metal genre. I played a song from this album on the thrash metal episode. Let's hear another song from it by Holy Terror. This is called Damned by Judges.
This charge of murder. One final point. The fact that the accused is a priest, under holy orders, should not influence your verdict one way or the other. You may now withdraw to consider your verdict.
Oh.
Kenneth Roy chose Square number 3, album number 12, landing on an album called Elysian Encounter by the Baker Gurvitz Army. This is a band formed by the Gurvitz brothers. They were both in the bands Gun and Three Man Army before this. Both of those bands have been played previously on the podcast. And then the third member is Ginger Baker, drummer from Cream. So let's hear a song from this second album by the Baker Gurvitz Army from 1975. It's called Time.
Far into the valley of the hills of waiting, sit stands your lines to reason from soul. The misty morning sunrise and wind blowing cold, distant far off judgment just looking at your soul. Don't ask me how he got there, it's in your head and mind. It's with you in your line, it's with you. It's with you when you're alone. It isn't only with you. It's with us too. It's time.
Yeah, when my time then to see what you saw. Yeah, when my time around then. Although I feel I was there all the time, you know. Yeah, when my time around then. Yeah, when my time then to fight with my mind, to battle with women and sing it with the wine.
Daniel O'Day chose square number 19, record number 77. Brings us to the third album by an LA metal band called Leather Wolf. Came out in 1989. The record is called Street Ready. Let's hear a song from it called Lonely Road.
Thank you.
Mike Stewart chose Square 29, album number 72, brings us to a 1975 album called Fly by Night by Rush.
Oh,
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with Vic Dublin's choice. Vic Dublin chose Square 29, album number 19. This is the same square as the last pick, the Rush square. This square begins with Rocket from the Crypt and ends with the punk band The Ruts. And at position 19, we find an album called Sticky Fingers by the Rolling Stones.
Be back.